Express Yourself.
Okay, we're getting started. All right, this is Diane McGachran, and this is another edition of Talkline, and I want to welcome our new co-host for Talkline, Mr. Peter Atchak. Good morning, Peter. Welcome to Talkline, your official co-host.
Good morning. Yes, a very good morning to everyone out there. Good morning, Diane.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, this is Talkline, the radio show that you can call in from anywhere in the YK Delta and beyond. And we have numbers and some announcements, and we welcome all of your calls. You can also email us, and as usual, we have our first call.
All right.
And that is John. Good morning, John. Nick, welcome to Talkline.
Morning, Dan, and who's there, Peter?
Peter.
Yes, good morning, yes. John.
Good morning to you guys. Anyway, how are you guys doing this morning? Nice and
awesome.
A little cool, but not the typical spring morning, cool in the morning and warm up by noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Anyway, I have a interesting question here. I heard it asked one time. Now that the Ice Classic is here, like what's going to happen if one year it almost, you know, the tripod almost fell in without the river breaking? Would they consider that breakup?
No.
Well, how are you supposed to win money if that tripod falls through?
Here's the way I understand it. You know, it has to move 100 feet from where it was, you know, to stretch that cable that's attached to that tripod.
Yeah, what about if it sinks to the bottom and breaks?
That probably highly unlikely because it's made out of
wood. It almost happened one year.
Yeah, it just submerged a little bit. You know, I don't think it'll go under the ice, though.
I can't predict the future, but you never know.
Yeah, that's you're
things
right.
Happen
yeah,
in a think. Blink of an eye.
Yeah, you know? You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a
possibility. Anyway, I was wondering if they would consider that the jackpot winner if something like that ever happened.
I don't know what
question.
It is. Yes, that's a very interesting question. Yes,
because it almost happened one year, and I was wondering, but it didn't happen. Moved almost away, then it finally broke, you know, but it looked like it's going to break for one year.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe somebody from the Costco Ice Classic might have considered that already. So, you know, if they are listening, we would love to hear from them.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, a lot of people are going out fishing and hunting. Please pick up your trash and stuff when you go out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And make sure that the land gives you substance so you treat it that way.
Good.
And you don't leave trash on earth. It's no good to mess with nature like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nature has its own mind. Anyway, I wish everyone a good, safe day. If you're going out fishing, please be careful and watch out for other people. Mm. And please don't drink and drive, and have an enjoyable day, weekend, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
You too, Dan and Peter.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning to you, John.
Okay, good morning to everyone, too.
All right.
Jumping right in. Yes, we have another caller from Bethel. Good morning to Sonny.
Hi, Sonny. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. I heard a phone call from a relative in Anchorage and made me smile because I asked him to call me. Yesterday, he saw geese. Yeah, they're almost here.
Oh. Uh-oh. I know, the geese, right? I didn't hear the first part there.
Yeah.
Okay,
You got cut off for just one word, I think, and then we had to figure out what you were talking about.
Yeah.
He saw geese in Anchorage. Heading up this way.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fun.
Everybody's going to go, look.
Did you hear them? Did you hear them?
Yeah.
We'll all be talking like that in about a week.
An exciting time of the year.
About a week or so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was nice to hear about, Sonny. What else are you thinking about?
The river is, I don't know, I haven't been on it all year.
The river, yes, we're going to get a report from one of the search and rescue members this morning on what they know. So we'll be expecting to hear from them during this show. So keep your ears open.
Yes. All right. I just wanted to say good morning and good report from Anchorage. It made me happy that birds are coming.
Yes, that's exciting. That's good. Yes, yeah. So welcome spring, yes.
Okay, bugs are already flying outside.
Don't talk about them. Let's keep it to the birds right now, okay?
Birds, not bugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
good morning.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling, Sonny.
Hello. We got us a novice there at the board. Welcome to Grady, who's working the board. Mm-hmm. He's just learning how to do it, so there may be some hiccups, but that's okay.
That's the way we learn.
Well, I have a couple of announcements I should probably... Well, why don't we give out the numbers? I don't think we did that yet.
Our radio talk line show this morning numbers are the same as ever. They are 543-5985 and 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. And then if you'd like to use the email system, you can email it to radio... @kyuk.org.
Yes, and you can be anonymous for your call and for your email. We'll read your email over the air. So now we have one, I have an announcement regarding Chimay and the possible suspected case of foodborne botulism in an adult male from Bethel. And the possible source of the botulism toxin for the patient is a native salad that was sold at Chimay Dance Festival. So the state section of epidemiology, and those are people who study diseases, they would like to ask people who attended Chimay and ate any kind of food or stored food products from the festival, if they'd be willing, or anyone else who may have become ill, if they would be willing to fill out a confidential 5-minute survey. It's online. And you can find that survey at www.chimay.org, and you'll see a link there for something called Survey Monkey. You click on that, and it's a very quick survey. They want to learn more about Chimay food and how people are doing since then. So please consider doing that if you attended Chimay. Next, we have a caller, Edward. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to Talkline. Edward has left the building. Call back, Edward, if you are... I think we accidentally hung up on you. So, Edward's back. So we'll go ahead and welcome Edward to Talkline. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. This is going out to all the travelers. There's some sloughs out there in Tundra. There was some, during the freeze-up, we had a lot of water. Now there's some air pockets. The ice is dropping, so... people who are traveling, watch out. My translator naman, mani yagulmi ukso sani ukso makpagluni tikusko. Was akwawak mo isksam ni magkuito at elpak tangkala mong makatawak ni elpak tawak suni tikusko ni. Happy Easter, Good Friday, Orthodox, Happy Easter. Good morning. Goodbye.
Okay, Kuyan Edward, Edward just cautioning our listeners that the rivers and especially the sloughs are getting quite dangerous, because of the melting going on and also the flow of meltwater and all such. And then he's particularly concerned about the when it had froze up last fall, the river and waterways were high and froze up like that. And then now that the sloughs, the ice is exposed, there's like, he's talking about like an air pocket, shell ice type conditions, out there. So he's just asking people to be extremely careful out there when you're out there traveling on the ice and sloughs and just for, or anywhere for that matter, this time of the year is very questionable conditions out there. So just be careful out there. And we expect to hear from search and rescue this morning about an updated river ice and traveling conditions report. So keep the ears open, and we'll probably hear from them.
Yeah, good. All right, thank you. So a couple of things. Tonight at the Cultural Center at 7 o'clock, Socks in the Frying Pan.
Oh.
The band, not the Socks. And they're an Irish band, three young men, I think, and they play a combination of sort of modern and Irish music, and they're very popular at Irish music festivals in Ireland.
Wow.
And this is their last U.S. thing, I think. I think this is their last loop is Bethel, and then maybe they head home. I'm not sure. But they're a lot of fun, and that starts tonight at 7. It's $20 for a ticket, but $10 if you're a student. So you get a little bit of a discount. And I don't know, Grady, are you setting it up in the couches and little tables with lamps
on?
Well,
I'm not setting it up, but there are people
who were
setting it up yesterday, and there will be some VIP seating along the front of the crowd there for people who are season ticket holders, contributors, and also people who pay for the VIP seating.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so that'll be really fun. And what's really fun about seeing any kind of band that tours nationally and manages to get out to Bethel is the Cultural Center is small. It's not like you're in a giant place where your seat's far away. I mean, it's very close. You really get to feel like you're like in a big living room listening to some great music. So that's tonight at the Cultural Center. A lot of fun. Socks in the Frying Pan. I hope they'll probably tell the story of that song.
Yeah,
well, I mean that why they named themselves Socks in the Frying Pan.
Well, they have a name which is already catchy. So
yeah, that's right. So the other thing we wanted to we have an announcement here that Helen Sorensen's wake will be this evening, April 6th, at the Moravian, and Moravian Singers will start singing at 7 p.m. And you can call 545-6424 if you have any questions. But I want to say how wonderful it was to hear Helen call Talkline quite a bit. And she was very thoughtful. She had a very sweet, gentle voice. Mm-hmm. And my best wishes go out to her family, and I'm sorry for their loss. And the viewing, her viewing will be at the Bethel Moravian Church Saturday, tomorrow, starting at 11. There'll be a feast at noon, and the funeral will be at 2. She'll be buried at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. This is all on the same day. And you can call that same number if you have questions, 545-6424. Okay. So, thank you. All right, so now, are you feeling good enough to, are you going out around, or are you still kind of getting yourself recovered?
Getting myself recovered, you know, that was a serious flu.
I know.
System,
I got hit by it, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, there'll be karaoke. Kids Karaoke is at the Teen Center the first and third Fridays at 7 p.m. So that would be tonight at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
would be Kids Karaoke.
Cool.
That's fun.
yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And what else is going on out there? You know, I know that springtime there seems to be a flurry of activity, and I know that there's some people still going out manaking for pike, mostly for pike, you know. And
did you see that picture on the front? Here, look at this picture on the front of the Delta Discovery.
On a Yukon.
This giant Yukon that he caught, 46 inches long. Wow.
Yeah, that looks
like a beast. That was a great picture. They always post good pictures on the Delta Discovery of subsistence when people go out and they catch things, and especially kids when they get their first catch. It's really fun.
Yes,
that's very nice.
A wonderful thing. Yeah, when people can go out and fish under the ice, you know, for their subsistence needs, and then, you know, this year, you know, I've heard reports about people catching enough. You know, some of them catching enough where they were able to share with people that couldn't go out. So that was wonderful. But I don't know how the trail is going on to one of the favorite places where they manuk for a pike is, you know, at the mouth of Johnson River.
Yeah, and I don't know the trail. That could be kind of, there could be some mm-hmm. parts of that that aren't so good. Well, we have a caller, and we want to welcome her to the show, Bonnie. Welcome to the show, Bonnie. Good morning. Well, we had Bonnie. Bonnie. Yes, now we have Bonnie. Okay. Oh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning,
yes,
Bonnie.
Good morning.
My name is Bonnie Gregory, and I'm calling from Anchorage, but I was born and raised in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give my appreciation to all the social service network system that is working out there. I called earlier this week on the alcohol licensing, the 800 number, and we had a whole bunch of people online to wait, but I was gracious enough to get online and give my 2 cents, and ever since the liquor store opened, and I understand they're going to have a public comment, and I got pretty emotional because, you know, I grew up in Bethel, and I remember when the alcohol stores were open, and it was a really big devastation. People would freeze. People would drown. Mm. And from what I understand, ever since that liquor store opened, OCS has increased in cases. The police force has been overwhelmed with more cases. I'm sure Bethel Search and Rescue is more daunting too, because I was in Search and Rescue when I lived there. And so seems like all these things are increasing since that liquor store opened, and it's caused a lot of destruction, despair, and just really not good for people. And I just hope that, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're going to do it in June, a public testimony, because I stayed online
mm-hmm.
pretty much last week. And I spoke on behalf of the children and the elders because they have no voice. And I'm sure the hospital staff out there is, you know, going through a lot of cases too, and how traumatizing and how, I mean, these kids are going through so much trauma, and it's just too much, this alcohol. And I know our surrounding villages are feeling the effect too. And when I lived back home, I you know, was a social worker when I lived home, but now I'm in Anchorage. But I remember the effects then, and it's just caused so much calamity out there. And I just hope that when they do have that hearing, that people will show up and tell their concerns. And I really appreciated all the village callers, their compassion, their care for our people. And I just wanted to say thank you to the VPSO, the state troopers, OCS, medical staff over there, and everyone involved. I really appreciate all that you do, and we really appreciate your efforts, because it's like a battle
mm-hmm.
battlefield out there with this alcohol, and it's really impacting not only Bethel but our region. And so even though I live here in Anchorage, I see the implications in the news. I see it in the newspaper, and I just hope there's just no more liquor stores in Bethel. And there's a lot of hidden traumas that people have encountered, because people, you know, with that alcohol, there's so much traumas that people have gone through, and even they try to self-medicate or even commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone out there, and I appreciate you letting me talk on the phone, and
mm-hmm.
it's a battle, and thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie, for calling in from Anchorage, no less, and for your commitment to these kind of issues. Appreciate that. I do know that KYUK did a story on the ABC board, the alcohol Beverage Control Board, and they decided to table all Bethel liquor license decisions pending a special mm-hmm. meeting. So that must be what you're referring to, the meeting in June where they'll take this up again?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. There was about 94 people on hold, and there was the ones that spoke up quickly were able to be heard, and I was one of them, and I mm-hmm. really appreciate that.
Mm, good.
Yes.
All so, right. Thank you
okay.
for calling. All right. I don't know. Is she still on the air?
No, I think we're done.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then our phone lines are open now. So if anyone wishes to participate in our talk line this morning, the phone lines are wide open now. So, you know, it's always good to hear first-time callers, you know, that we... I always appreciate their voice, you know, being on the air.
Mm-hmm.
543-5985. 543-2756.
Okay. And it looks like we have a caller. Suzanne has info about Awake. So, good morning, Suzanne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning.
Are you... okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Suzanne, Helen Sorensen's daughter.
Oh.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know my address. Her body is actually at my house. At 5700B Nooklook, it's in Kasaili. She'll be there until after the singers are done. So if anybody wants to stop by,
Well,
singers, Moravian singers, are going to be there at 7 o'clock tonight, and then we're going to bring her body to the church.
Oh, okay, that clears that up. I'm sorry for your loss. Like I said on the show, I really had a good feeling whenever your mom called Talkline. It was mm-hmm. really great to hear her, and so.
I know she always called and spoke her mind.
Yep. But we'll always
let everybody know what she was thinking about.
That's true. But you know, she was very gentle and very good-hearted about whatever mm-hmm. she was wanting to talk about, and mm-hmm. very clear and. Relatable, so yeah, it was
right.
It was wonderful to have her call.
And then may I say something? When you just laughed there for a short bit, you sounded just like her.
Oh, she had the most contagious laugh. You could hear her.
Yes.
My sister said probably across Bethel. Yeah.
That's so true. You do sound like her. Okay, well, Suzanne, thank you for mm-hmm. clarifying that it'll be at 5700B. What's the street address again? It's out in Kasaili.
Yeah, Nooklook.
Okay,
yeah.
You say it. I'm not going to get that out right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
All right, well, I'm glad she called.
Mm-hmm.
So to what Bonnie Gregory talked about a little bit earlier, I was going to point out like that...
That
KYUK had done a story on the Alcohol Control Board mm-hmm. and their decision to table... all the licenses, but I'll go to a caller we have from Anchorage, Gail. Okay, we have a puppy running our we have a puppy running our board. So
yeah.
When he grows into it being a full dog,
yes,
he'll
yeah.
be fine. All right, so sure. Gail from Anchorage, let's see if Gail's on the line. Gail, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, who's Yay! This? Am I speaking to
Diane McGachran and Peter Etchuk.
Good morning, Gail.
Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
Hi, Diane. I wanted to make sure to see if everything is safe during spring break. Imo Jalista Korpan Kumtakwani Dhamma Bichakama. I had to talk to the rescue.
Yeah, search and rescue, Bethel
yeah,
search and rescue.
Rescue
yeah. We're expecting a call from them very shortly here to give us a complete river report about trail conditions around Bethel area. So if you're able to hang on, or I mean if you're able to listen in on the talk line, then we'll get a call from them very shortly. They just texted me a few minutes ago and saying that they will give a river report.
I'll fly home by then, maybe this week or next week.
Mm-hmm.
See if I need to talk.
Uh-oh. Did we get cut off? Oh, Gail got cut off.
Oh.
It sounds like somebody else is. Is there another caller on? No. Okay. Well, we apologize to Gail, who wanted to check things out because she probably comes out here and does some of her subsistence.
Yeah, that's
so.
What it sounds like that she's going to be on some kind of a spring break or something.
Yeah.
And she wanted to take that time to come out and then get on the river. She didn't say why. Maybe for fishing.
Yeah.
Because fishing is on the minds of a lot of people this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
At least for our people that we know that like to gather subsistence foods, and pike is running, or the pike are running now under the ice, and then a lot of people are taking advantage of that and gathering up some foods for themselves and their loved ones. And so, yes, it's exciting out there on the river. But
did you go out to Johnson any this season yet?
Not this season. No.
Oh, and then you got sick, so you weren't able to really go out much.
During that time, it's actually been since right before Jamai time, and it's a lot. You know, I think what happened for me was that I was starting to get well, and then when I went out, I must have picked it up again from someone that was, had it. So you have to be careful with that, because it doesn't feel good, this virus or flu that went around this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the sunshine is out, there's a lot of medicine in that, and you can get out and enjoy the sun and the air, the fresh air, so before too much dust starts to fly around.
Oh, that's right. There's that coming.
Yeah, that too. But that's part of being around here, though,
Well, we hope people will continue that 15 miles an hour on the dirt roads here in Bethel, because if they go, there was like a movement last year to go 15 miles an hour, and if they do that, we will have so much less dust. So anyway, on the side roads going that. But we have a caller from Chelista. Pete from Chelista is on the line. Good morning, Pete. Welcome to Talk Line.
Pretty close. Tom from Chelista.
Oh, what? I wondered why it was not Tom.
Yeah, I was wondering if we had a new.
I'm used to Tom. I thought, they've replaced
me. I did wake up thinking, I don't quite feel like myself today.
You know what you feel like? You feel like a Pete.
Yeah.
I feel like a Pete, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But we're happy to hear from you.
So, okay, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. All righty. Well, I just want to call and give a couple quick updates for Chelista.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've already announced our spring dividend, so that's scheduled to be direct deposit or mail on the 13th, so 1 week from today. If you have moved or have not updated your address yet, please do so by Wednesday. We need to have all updates by Wednesday noon, and that way you can make sure to get your dividend. So you can stop by the Bethel or Anchorage office, in Bethel, right at Watson's Corner, or you can call us. The Bethel office is 543-5418, or you can call the Anchorage office, 1-800-277-5516.
Okay.
And the other quick thing I wanted to mention was that we have the shareholder award nominations.
Oh.
They are also due next Friday by 5 p.m., so 1 week left. So if there's a shareholder or descendant, no matter where they live, that you would like to nominate for a Chelista Shareholder Award, you can get the forms from our website, chelistacorp.com, or you can call us and request a form as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Very
well,
good.
Glad you called Tom, also known as Pete. And thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Okay. We're on a Tom.
Okay. So a caller, I guess, has called the switchboard asking, when is Kids Karaoke? Kids Karaoke is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Teen Center. It's the first and third Friday of every month. So tonight is the first Friday of April. And we have Herman on the phone. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Very loud and clear, yes. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah.
Yeah, morning, Peter. Boy, nice pretty day. I've been piloting some swans flying around, so hopefully we'll be eating good pretty soon here. Can you give you a short update on what happened with some people calling to that alcohol board? I guess a bunch of people call in, and that board say, well, since a lot of people are calling, complaining, and we haven't heard from every citizen, we're going to keep the liquor store open until we hear for more. So I called in at 2, like what they said, and the chairman put me on, and then I told him that he'd call the liquor store down because too many people are dying. He told me they're going to discuss it at 4. And then a lot of people tried calling at 4, but they already passed a resolution to let the liquor store open. They do it by mass. They do it by a whole bunch at once. And she asked that, Kirk asked the chairman if they hear any complaints and if they want to pull any liquor store license, they say no. And then she said, well, she never heard no complaints either, and they all voted. What we're going to do now is keep pressure on that board, call David Eastman. He's a representative. He's asking if we should replace the alcohol board, but boys, they sure sounded unprofessional. But that's what happened. They say a lot of people call in complaints or they need to hear more before they decide what to do. That's so crazy. And what's going on in our permanent fund, I'm telling you people, go change your voter registration. If you're a Democrat or independent, get out of there. Our two Democratic representatives are taking away your permanent fund. Even that new girl in Lyman, we could get $2,700. But they say we can only get $1,600. We got what we get. We got to take it off. They say, as you listen to them, they say they cut the budget. You hear our senator Hoffman speaking, but they didn't. They increased it to $13 billion. You got to make changes, folks. And in the mayor's election yesterday on KTVA, they own it. They were saying them Christian conservatives. They stopped this bill from passing that would make men who think they're women to go in the shower, women's shower, in public and wash them because they're doing that. And the men who say they can't do it about the law. And that, you know what, that John Tracy, he said them Christian conservatives stopped from doing that. And them Christian conservatives, they better realize their choir is getting smaller and smaller. And then, like, he mocked Christians. And then he say, Ethan Berkowitz, look like he's going to win, Ethan Berkowitz. And all the proposals he wanted, they're going to pass. So all, they're going to read them, be more taxed. And Ethan Berkowitz, he come on, he say, Anchorage, my city, he say, his city is going to be open and welcome to any and everybody. That means they can bring in lots of more. They call them refugees, but they're really illegal aliens. They give them $1,750 a month, $21,000 a year. And they tell us, no, we can't give you $2,000 dividend. We've got to give you $1,600. So go over there to whoever and get the papers and change your political affiliation, you know. I'm probably going to announce something here, too, you know. People always say, well, you guys complain, you guys don't even think about it, you know. I'm glad but see, Barry Deacon running against that woman. And I got the papers, I'm going to try running against Lyman. Because that's enough, you know. Like, if you represent the people, you got to care for the people, not for what's going on down there. So I'm probably going to run against Lyman. This is enough, you know. Okay, those are my comments. Go on up for other apologies.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Bye.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Herman.
Herman's very consistent
yeah.
in his point of view. Well, I will say Proposition 1, the one that Herman referenced in Anchorage, and that was the bathroom proposition, it failed, which was good news for our transgender brothers and sisters and family members. And it means that people will use the bathroom that is their, however they identify. So We will continue on our safe bathroom ways. So Proposition 1 lost, and Ethan Berkowitz won as mayor, and he will continue. And Anchorage passed some really interesting kind of propositions to fund some things that have really needed funding. And so a lot of people were real happy with having
that. And I'd like to turn to our next caller. You know, we've been expecting this call, and people out there are wondering what the river traveling conditions are. So we have Mark from Bethel Search and Rescue calling. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hey, good morning, and happy Easter to those.
Happy Easter, yes.
Okay, thank you. Glad you called.
I can give a river report for Bethel Upstream. Hopefully there's some guys out there right now that will call in a little bit. But I have to give this report with a little bit of, you know, a little word of caution.
Okay.
I traveled the ice road Bethel to Antioch yesterday, round trip, and conditions were good, hard and dry. When I left, it was like 12 above in the morning. This morning, a little colder. And I watched my temperature. You know, my truck got that fancy thing that tells the outside temperature. Mm-hmm. And watching that as it warms up, watching if anything's changing. Road was good. Like I said, hard and dry all the way. It's a little bit rutted from Bethel to past Akiak. Not bad, though. You know, the ruts are shallow from that last warm spell. When I came down in the evening, warmest time of the day, temperature was about 28. It was melting a little around Akiak where it's sandy, above and below. And it looks like temperatures are going to be slowly warming over the next few days. So that's why I have to give this report with caution. You know, it's going to be changing. It won't be dangerous. It'll just get wet and rough, you know, maybe. Along the route, I didn't see anything of danger. Although, you know, what's unusual is it's the end of winter, and there's still, I think, what, 6 open holes between Tulsac and Antioch, but they're marked. One place you have to use caution is right there between Kalskag and Antioch at Harry's Gravel Pit. You know, the road was put on the beach, and since the ice is dropped, it's pretty slanted. And at the bottom, in one really short section, right where they land the barges at the gravel pit, there's a pool of overflow. And, you know, it's been freezing pretty thick at night, and people that try to go directly through it have been getting stuck or nearly stuck. So you have to travel on the slant and pretty near rub the side of your vehicle on the berm on the beach side. To get past it. It's very short, but if you go into it, it's going to give you a headache. But other than that, from Kalskag downstream, the road was very good. But again, sun's a little stronger every day, and it's going to get a little warmer every day, so this report's good for now. I don't know about later. We might squeeze one more weekend out of the road.
That's really good detail, Mark. Thank you.
And then yesterday, during Gitwachtogo radio show that we did yesterday, Max Olick had called from Quixluk, cautioning people about that open hole above their village. Apparently that's not a marked hole, and people have been saying that those areas where they were last to freeze this winter are starting to get dangerous, you know. And and then somebody even mentioned the truck trail when it warms up, you know, collects a lot of melt water.
It turns like a river, you know. That, you know, that's very unusual in itself that there's even open water in Kuskokwaksloo, you know, this time of year. That's very unusual. And the thing about the ice road that we've noticed over the years is once you plow it, ice road gets thicker than the surrounding ice because it has no more insulation on it, you know. Mm-hmm. But then this time of the year, the opposite starts happening. It gets thinner faster because it has no insulation on it.
Yes, that's right.
So, but even 2 days ago, there was actually truck traffic from Kalskak to Crooked Creek, which was like, wow. But it's changing every day.
Yes, and you haven't heard anything from Bethel to downstream area?
No, and I know that's the part that lots of people want to know about.
Yes.
The word was out this morning, and I think you should be getting some calls from down below.
Okay.
So I'll get off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, we appreciate your calling, Mark, and we thank Search and Rescue for what they do. You know, they do this on their own, and without asking for anything, and that's really good to see. Group of people, you know, helping our people out and trying to keep everyone safe. So we thank you, Mark, and all the people that keep an eye on the river for us. So we just appreciate what you do.
Okay, lots of good people out there.
Yes.
All right, happy spring. Good morning.
Kuyana.
Okay. Thank you. Well, everyone, our phone lines are open, and you can reach us at 543-5985, 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we have a caller, Sophie. Good morning, Sophie. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say happy birthday to my granddaughter. She's 8 years old today, Anne-Marie, and I want to say happy Easter to everyone.
She's going to be 9 today.
She's 9 today.
Uh-huh.
To say happy Easter to everybody up and down the Kuskokwim and Yukon. And happy Easter to all the Hellfaiths and search and rescue people. Have a good day on Easter.
Thank you.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Guyana, Sophie, yes.
Yeah, they should take their birthday girl to Kids Karaoke tonight at 7 o'clock at the Teen Center.
Sophie,
have a little birthday celebration.
Yeah, Sophie is hailing from Chorokpalk, Pavaniak.
No, she's not in Bethel. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to read something, right? Yeah, I'm going to read
something.
Is she
done?
No, yeah, she's done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's left.
All
She's
right.
Gone.
Yeah.
And now they've got a message that I'm going to read. Rick Robb Jr. with the Bethel Sportsman Club. They will be having an annual meeting and membership renewal on next Wednesday, April 11th, 7 o'clock at the Log Cabin. All members and anyone interested in the club are encouraged to attend. So that's next Wednesday will be the Bethel Sportsman Club, 7 o'clock at the Log Cabin. Okay, great. All right, so our lines are open, so now's a good time to call. And I guess I'll go ahead and give the numbers again. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous on that, too. All right. So it looks like... for a little bit of time, the road's going to be okay, but
don't assume it's that way. You have to.
For a long
time. If you're going to be traveling any time before you travel, it's a good idea to call ahead, talk to the people along the river to see, what the trail is like.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we want to welcome Mike to the show. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I just, finally getting on, and our dog races are winding down, and one race is at Accuchet today, and next week, hopefully, we'll have the Owen A. Ivan Memorial 40-mile race one day. The trail's been getting better. For mushing, But I wish we had the snow last year, early towards the you know, Christmas and stuff. But I just really appreciate the snow right now. But two things. One is that we are going to be thinking about how we are going to be prosecuting the fishery on the Kuskokwim River. Mm. And, you know, I think, you know, we've been having extreme restrictions over the last few years and for the sake of our king salmon. But I think with the numbers, you know, we've been doing all kinds of projects over the years, but I think people need to start voicing their opinions and their recommendations on how we need to prosecute our fishery on the river. But that's going to be between now and end of May, and we just got to a meeting in Anchorage with the Kuskokwim River Management Working Group, which advises the area biologists here on all of the numbers that were provided to us. And one issue that's was brought was the permit system for upriver. But this people need to you know, look at that and talk about it. Number two, I'd like to thank Native Village of Marshall and Buscap for their recommendations on, we need more public safety officers in our communities, and the state and the federal government has those responsibilities to provide us with that, those safety measures under the Public Law 280 and the trust obligations that the federal government has. But I just really want to thank those folks that request more public safety dealing with prevention of death and also domestic violence and mm-hmm. other bad stuff that happens with it. But I just really thank those two villages for stepping up and making those recommendations, Marshall mm-hmm. and Nebuska. And thank you to them. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. You know, those are a lot of information, and we're looking forward to fisheries, you know, being able to fish this summer. And, yeah, that's a good word that you did for Marshall and Apaskiak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we have Wilson ready to calling in. Wilson, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning, Diane and Peter.
Good morning.
My name is Wilson Twitchell, and I'm with the Kuskokwim Search and Rescue, and I'm on the ice road. Mark wanted a report from the Tundra Villages.
Nice.
Hey.
So okay. I'm on the ice road right now, so please don't mind my Huey helicopter effect on the voice.
Excellent okay, sound effects.
Yes, that sounds good. Yes, exciting.
The trail overall in the Johnson is good. There's several spots where the ice overflow has seeped into the truck road, but those have frozen in, and there's a lot of side trails from the ice road, and numerous tire ruts that people need to be cautious driving in, because they're bare ice and it's very slick. The ruts are shallow, but have a base that's pretty slick in the bottom of those ice ruts there, or tire ruts, I'm sorry. All in all, the whole trail is dry and frozen. Kuskokwim is a little bit slower trail compared to the Johnson.
Where are you right now, Wilson?
I'm in I'm in between Napakiak and Napaskiak. Average travel time, use extreme caution in driving in this ice, very slick.
Yes. I think the way the trail is right now has a lot to do with it's been kind of cool the last couple of days, but but I think, you know, what people were talking about yesterday too about the trails, you know, is that in some areas where there's a lot of current in the riverways or waterways, then that ice will tend to, get less thick, you know, from the bottom of the ice. And
yeah, and people need to be aware of that. Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. You know how to read the ice, and pretty much, use extreme caution.
Okay.
Yes, and then conditions can change kind of rapidly, you know, this time of the year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it might be good, like on your way up or down, it might be good on a certain trail, and when you're coming back, you know, conditions will have changed. Yeah, so that sun is getting closer, and it's it can change condition on the trail quite rapidly. So yes,
yeah, that sun, all it needs is one afternoon, and you and I both know that, you know, that can change ice road conditions in a heartbeat.
Well, it's good to hear a report from downstream. So
yeah,
of Bethel. So you know, we're happy for the report, Wilson.
Hey, and there's nobody monitoring down there at Johnson.
Oh,
nobody, so.
Oh my gosh! Go get them. Yeah. All right.
We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for calling in from the road.
All right. Bye bye.
Very useful.
Okay. Good day.
All right. Next, we have Shaddy on the line. I think he's from the YK Fitness Center. Shaddy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Very good.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. I'm
just calling to give a few updates about the fitness center.
Yes.
Okay.
First, we have some job openings right now. So we have an immediate need for some facility attendants. And in this position, individuals will be cleaning the facility. This is going to be a part-time position. So if anybody is looking for some supplemental income or to get out of the house and stay busy, we have some openings right now for facility attendant. Coming up in just about a month, we're going to have a need for 4 to 6 kids watch attendants. So these individuals would be responsible for watching kids in our facility from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. So if anybody has experience with kids and, again, are looking for a part-time position at the fitness center, please reach out to me. Lastly, we have a full-time opening for a maintenance technician. And this individual would ideally have experience with boilers, plumbing, HVAC units, and have some varied experience in the maintenance field, because they would be maintaining our entire facility and all of our mechanical systems.
Wow.
So if anybody needs if anybody out there is in a transitional period looking for some full-time employment and has experience in the maintenance field, for all three positions, they can reach out to me. They can come to the fitness center and get my card, or they can email me at shaddy, S-H-A-D-I, .R-A-B-I, at hfit.com. Going along with that, we are having a kids camp this summer. It's going to begin Tuesday, May 29th, and it'll run up until school beginning. We have 10 spots for that. So once we get everything up, I would encourage and recommend individuals to sign up their kids as soon as possible, as soon as they know, to secure their spot in that camp.
Now, wait, the camp lasts all summer long?
We're going to attempt to program it all summer long, pending registration numbers and staffing levels.
And then you have only, there's only room for 10, or you already have a bunch and you have 10 spots
we
left?
We have, so right now the camp is at 10, based upon community needs. So let's say 30 people try to register, we could try to accommodate that. But right now we're going to start it out at 10 and see what happens and move forward from there.
Gotcha. All right. Good. And summer camp, is that an all day? They come in all day? All
they
summer,
can come in all day if they want. They could do a half day. They could do just afternoon. Wow. They could pick and choose, again, pending registration.
Okay.
And it's going to be an activities-based camp. So a lot of swimming, a lot of aerobic exercise, and hopefully not a lot of sitting around.
Yeah.
That
That's
great.
The goal.
Now, I wonder if pushing a broom could count as an
activity. If we could use the children as our facility attendants,
oh,
that's
no.
a wonderful idea.
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
No, they'd
okay.
rather play.
Yeah, it's all play. It's all, well, yeah. they could play, but
yeah.
it probably wouldn't get the job totally done. All right. Well, thank you. This is wonderful that these kind of, there's job openings and then also this wonderful activities for kids.
Yep, and just one last thing. If
yeah.
we are running a lifeguard certification course
cool.
right after school ends, so this new class is going to start May 29th as well.
Hmm.
And this is a free class for individuals looking to become lifeguard certified. So if any individual is looking for a summer job and thinks they would fit well at the fitness center and fit well as a lifeguard, please reach out to me as well.
Good. Okay. Good job.
And that's it. Just rocking and rolling. Half
yeah.
price Saturday tomorrow. Hope uh-huh. to see everybody at the fitness center.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Shaddy.
Yep. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank
okay.
you. Yes. Awesome. Have a, oh. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the fitness center?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. I haven't
been in a little while.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice place. Robert Hoffman is our next caller,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to welcome him to the show. Mr. Hoffman, welcome to Talkline.
Did you got a mix-up on your
ride,
but when you got me on,
who's this?
I was asking
oh,
for
this
information
is...
on pictures, you know, this is Herman.
Yeah, I got you, Herman.
You know, I'll tell him some suggestions. I served 25 years on the Fish and Game Advisory Committee, you know, and what we're seeing here by not allowing fishing, you know, these red salmon are getting so numerous, they're getting too many. And seeing that since they closed fishing these red salmon, listen, they're getting a lot of tapeworms. They're getting too crowded. That's how disease spreads. I'm really worried about the way they're managing it. Even in the meat, there's little worms, like they're getting overcrowded by, you know, a long time they start commercial fishing with 6 inch messing days to control the number. But the thing that they're doing is hurting the run, and they should allow local people to fish with 6 inch mess. Get rid of those big mess. We need those big females for spawning. That would be the answer. But allowing, they're doing it wrong. They're allowing everybody to go out and fish one run of fish. Then they go count the fish up and say, oh, you were short these fish, you know. Because I was out there last year for 2 weeks, one short little district catch over 20 kings, and they wouldn't let us fish. They need to understand that those fish were put there by our Creator since time began for us to eat. They caught it, you know, the next thing that we're trying to eat, and to close us down completely and force us to all fish together for these small ones is not the way. They should go back to the way it used to only let local people, but don't let these people go out and catch 250 kings and ship them out. Somebody was bragging about that, but that's the way they need to change that working group or that whoever's managing it. That person who said he didn't want no subsistence views on there, and the people devoted to support him, they don't belong on there. Those people, and you know, it ties in what's going on in Juneau. The Bible says the leaders are corrupt. You know, God won't heal their land. And we're suffering out here. It matters who you put in the office in Juneau, you know. We need to close the liquor stores down and get better management for our fish. People who really care for us, who could eat what God give us, you know. They better be careful how they try to manage it. Okay, Corona, you probably heard Robert. And I'm surprised Mike didn't say anything about alcohol. I'm surprised Mike didn't say about this sovereign nation he's trying to form. Even though most of the village didn't even vote for it, I was expecting to hear that, you know. But we didn't, you know. Okay, thank you for having the show. It's one program where we can hear the people and not fake news like KPU. Okay, Corona, have a nice day.
All right, thank you, Herman.
Okay, thank you, Corona.
And Robert Hoffman, if you did call earlier, call back again. Somehow we got things mixed up or whatever. So anyway, the lines are open now, though, and everyone, you're invited to call in. We'll give out the numbers here. 543-5985, 543-2756. You can call anywhere in the United States at 1-800-995-8954.
That's right.
And you can email us from anywhere in the world, radio at kyuk.org.
Yes.
So we have Susan on the line. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line. We might have lost Susan. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so if you call in or if you email, we'll, you can be anonymous for those communications. So I think somebody is calling back in, so we will take them on the line next. Is that Susan? Susan, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Yeah, something's wrong with your phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was seeing these signs around town about this economic summit traveling through Bethel.
Oh, I was going to announce something on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I went ahead and checked out the website, and it's really interesting, so I went ahead and enrolled. And the deadline's the 10th, and the website is www.storm.blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and talked to the person later on. There was a phone number on the website. And it's really interesting, and they're traveling around, and they're basically collecting ideas. And there's such, you know, the Bering Sea, the transportation potential, the global climate change that's been happening, the subsistence, the villages that are kind of eroding, all these things kind of connecting and looking at economic opportunities and challenges and just sharing ideas and receiving ideas from the different communities. So I really think people should attend, and if they're, like, from one of the coastal villages, they definitely should attend because they want to hear from the people that live here. And
yeah, I think it's like this Blue Storm Project is a program to learn how to apply local knowledge to solving economic challenges, right? So.
And I just think it's really good. I remember several years ago there was a traveling thing that went through the schools, and it was this big thing that rolled out on the floor, and the kids had to get in their stocking feet, and it was a picture of the whole Pacific Ocean, Bering Sea and Pacific Ocean, and they got to do these different things with blocks and things to show the distances and talk about the environment and all that. And, you know, there's so little known about our oceans. Space has been researched more than our oceans. And so they're finding, like, medicinal plants and drugs that can combat cancer and things like that just by looking at the plants and the animals and the oceans, you know, they're being polluted. There's a big group of, there's a big mass in the Pacific, and they said it's the size of, well, I can't remember. It's massive, and it's just...
You mean the trash?
Yeah, the trash is all clustered together.
Yeah.
And it's just all clustered together in this big mass. And we also, you know, there's still up in there what's happening with the nuclear plants in Japan that are still leaking radioactive water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be discussed and really explored and looked at. So I thought this would be really interesting. And I went ahead and signed up myself. But
okay, good.
It's www.storm.blue.
Good. Thank you for that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. Kuyana, Sue.
Yeah, that Pacific, I guess it's Pacific trash, where worldwide plastics have kind of begun to accumulate in certain big areas. And this one off in the Pacific Ocean is twice the size of Texas. And I guess you go and see it, it actually looks like... you can't hardly see water. There's so much, and
terrible.
It's really amazing.
You know, I've seen on I forgot what show it was, you know, but one time I happened to tune in to TV, and then there was a big old barge of trash being dumped into the ocean.
It's hard to see. Mm. Well, we have Mr. Hoffman is back online.
Okay,
and so we're going to welcome him to the show. Hope this works. Good morning, Robert Hoffman. You're on the air. You're on Talk Line.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. about the subsistence, you know, I'm hearing, I'm getting concerned because I'm starting to hear a lot of meetings going on, and they're coming back to our region here, the ones that left for the meetings, and they're coming back to our KYUK station and telling us of what we're going to do our region, Kuskokwim people, in the future of the fishing industry. And that's all I'm hearing from the people that go to the meetings and return what they've been told to tell us. We send these people to these meetings to fight for us, not to bring back messages. What we need, and it's getting so serious, this subsistence. And here's the catch. They have one counting system that judges whether the Kuskokwim fishes or not. One checklist, I promise you. And this is what we need, sir. We need a verification by a second counter to verify the harm that's happening in our whole Kuskokwim region. We're making business and we're making discussion on one opinion, the state's opinion, because they're the only ones that count the fish. I would like to see in the future these native corporations of all the regions get together and form their own counting system to verify the state's count, to assure that we are not being starved by one opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting serious. It's getting so serious, and it boils down to the state's count of fish that go past for safety. I believe them for now, but I would like a second opinion mm-hmm. of our own regional count to justify what they say, why we don't fish. We haven't fished for 7-8 years now, and I don't believe them. They told me like this, the fish will return like the moose. The moose worked. How come the fish don't work? That maybe the counting system they have is not adequate or it's not proper. We need a second opinion. I hope in the future the corporations get together and the tribes and have their own counting system to make sure that the state is correct, because it's starting to harm our people and make enemies amongst the people of Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, Kulana, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Very important and crucial subject, you know, about subsistence and fishing. So, but we're looking forward to hearing some more from other people, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the state of Alaska fisheries, or so, last year they've held fish talk shows.
That's right.
You know, each week, and we're wondering if they'll be doing that again this year. But that's a very crucial and important topic that needs to be addressed and, you know, be talked about some more. So
I think they maybe in that meeting in Anchorage they might have set up some dates for closures and a plan for how people can access openings and dates for openings. So maybe someone will call in and update
us. If somebody calls in that knows about this, you know, we'd love to hear from them, you know, because fishing is just right around the corner, and then the way the time has been flying by, you know, it'll be right upon us here shortly. So we're looking forward to break up again this year, and then the ice is not as thick as it used to be, so you know, it
may happen sooner.
Yes, it might. Yes,
you know, I read an interesting article in the Delta Discovery this week on there's an author, Mr. Brown, I'm not sure his first name. Anyway, he's a biologist who studied all of the Yukon Chinook spawning beds in the United States and Canada. And he added them up, and he did this by using local knowledge, interviewing people, all technology, people who were at Weirs, and so that he could compile all of the spawning beds. And I guess in our Yukon River Basin, there's 183 spawning areas.
Wow.
And I didn't know there was that many. And so that really makes you, it makes me think about like how important the environment is and protecting it, because they're spawning all over, and we wouldn't want any place to get, you know, contaminated in some way. All these beds are really precious in a way.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, and we have to be careful, you know.
Yeah.
But our phone lines are wide open. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd love to hear from you this morning. So our time is moving fast. You know, we have less than 20 minutes left on the talk line show here. So if you have something on your mind, you know, we'd love to receive your call and hear from you. And it's a wonderful day outdoors. And so I know I don't blame people for getting out there as soon as they'd like, you know, or can.
It's wide open at Johnson River. Nobody's there.
No.
Well, right now there's a caravan of like 50 cars on their way. But
yeah. Yes. Yes. So so if you got something to share this morning, you know, we're wide open, so we'll just wait until somebody calls in, and you have a little bit of time left, you know, so if you got something you'd like to share with our listening audience and the people that are listening, you know, please call in right now where mm-hmm. it's wide open.
Yeah, you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, and you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
You know, I was so happy to see some of that road being worked on. You know, our modes of transportation, our cars are getting pounding. You know, and then it's such a relief to see some of those really crucial bad areas had been worked on.
Yeah,
there's
did,
still some
they
more,
a good
but.
Job.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that so that, you know, they did a good job, and I think they're still working on them.
Yeah. And we have a caller, Stella. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I just texted you, so I was going to see if you could read what I just said, but... Oh. I just heard that they're still looking for that 26-year-old that who fell in, or he was traveling from Nightmare to Tuksuk, and they said that they found his new machine, but still no sign. And somebody posted on Facebook that there was a lot of search and rescue still looking for that 26-year-old, and that the water is not frozen up the bay. It's just you could see the water.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was going to say the state troopers need to take action. I mean, they need to, especially people bringing bottles to villages, they need to, I think they need to stop people and search their snow machine or their sled. I know there's a lot of people bringing a lot of bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I hope the troopers are listening. I know there's a lot of people by the liquor store with like Honda snow machines.
Okay.
And it's just really that a lot of. I know some people don't know that. Because we know it's that that's letting people keep drinking and too many deaths going on. And
yeah.
I know it's really heartbroken. But, just hopefully there's still, even especially up at the airport,
I was going to say they should have, what do you call it, that canine... police dogs. So they could sniff for drugs and other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I know, that'd be cool if they have that too. Because when I was in Anchorage, there was a canine officer, German Shepherd, at the airport, and I was like, so cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Stella?
I just want everybody to have a good morning and have a safe weekend. And that's all. Goyana.
Goyana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for
calling.
Yes.
And I'm going to read a couple of the emails that came in. This is email number one. A while ago, we learned that AVCP had lots of unethical financial errors. Have they said what was wrong and how much was wasted? I am very happy with the new AVCP leadership. They are working for our people. That's from Ted. And then another one. I would like to remain anonymous. I am from the Villages, and I want to voice my opinion on the alcohol issue. I've read about the push to close the liquor store or to move it away from the current location. You close the store, there will still be problems if you move the store. As long as we have that mentality, we will always be like spinning in an endless cycle and nothing will improve. It's all about being responsible and being held accountable for our choices. I drink, but I don't blame no one else but myself for all the troubles that happened because of my choices. We always hear about the trauma of outside influence that came and how it caused all the issues we are experiencing or coming up with excuses. All that does is try to place the blame on others when we need to look at ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is that email. And we're going to go to a caller, John Carter from Eek. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm calling to maybe to make some kind of a correction on what the operator mentioned something about state budget a while ago.
Okay.
That's something that I'm calling there for. This is not finalized due to the Senate side is in process of voting today or tomorrow. The House side has voted some time ago, maybe last week. That was passed. When it does, the Senate side, the governor will sign it. If not vetoed, that's when it will be finalized. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Okay, and we have another caller, Judy. Welcome to Talkline, Judy. You're on the show.
Yes. I just wanted to, and maybe someone's already called in. I just dropped off the three musicians from Ireland, Socks in the Frying Pan, at Ute. They're going to go for a plane ride. That was their number one dream, to do something in Alaska. They've been to Valdez, Cordova, and Kodiak, and they came in last night, and they're discovering that Bethel is the jewel of Alaska.
Oh, it is.
We've got a dog team.
Yes,
it is. Ride plan tomorrow on a snow machine ride. But they just did a concert assembly at the high school, and those kids were clapping. Afterwards, they came up asking for signatures and wanting to know about CDs. And
wow.
So they'll do an assembly this afternoon at Gladys Young, and then they perform tonight at 7 o'clock at the Cultural Center. It's $10 for students, $20 for adults, and CDs are there for sale. But it's so rewarding to see these students enjoy music as much as they seem to.
That's great. And I know they play fiddle, guitar, and accordion.
and banjo, too.
And banjo. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And we were just using three mics at the gym, and it sounded wonderful. So at the Cultural Center, they're going to have the whole setup.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a little area we set up so that if you can't step still, you can stand. Because they get people clapping, and, the students were just wanting to get their feet moving.
Yeah, you'll want to be on your feet. Awesome. That sounds great. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. That sounds
okay.
Fun. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Judy. Okay, that's Socks in the Frying Pan. All right, I have another email that I will read. Good morning, Diane and Peter. This is an anonymous person. Diane, I'm glad you had a safe travel and the critters are okay. Thank you for that. Happy Easter to those who will be celebrating Easter this coming Sunday. And as always, quote, make good choices. Be safe, as it's going to be getting warm out there. I was on the call earlier in the week, and I just wanted to say to those calling in, it's important when you call in to learn how to put your phone on mute, because there was a lot of interference. Now, I think that's like in a group call, and you're listening in. Put your own phone on mute, because a lot of background noise can be heard. Anyway, back to the email. Keep up the good work to radio announcers and all public safety officers, search and rescue, hospital, and everyone else. Share a hug and give a smile. Thank you, and a safe weekend to all. Wow, that was very nice.
Yes. It's good to hear people, you know, with those kind of thoughts and, you know, get it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a really positive note there.
Yeah, and what's good is when you call a show like Talkline, it's really helpful to make sure your own radio is turned off or turned low, because we have a 5-second delay and your radio in the background isn't going to match you talking on the phone. So it's good to turn that off, because it can be really distracting too. All right, good. So that's a little bit of call-in tips for audios and calling into a show like Talkline, which we're wide open, and we have about 8 minutes left of the show. We have Dave has called in. So good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Good morning, Dave.
Wanted to speak a little bit about the meeting in Nome, and the email was right on. I was on the phone for 4 hours listening in, and I heard a lot of people during the time the meeting was taking place. Eventually, I was recognized by the chair, but I could not speak because there were so many people speaking on top of me. So much for that. And I'm glad there's going to be a special meeting here in Bethel so everybody can be heard. That being said, if the liquor store closes, it will change very little, except we will go from legal sales to illegal sales. The people that don't want to buy legally will order from Anchorage. It's legal. Liquor will always be here, in my opinion, and I've lived here 52 years, 32 years under local option. That didn't work very well. The purpose of local option was to get rid of bootleggers. It didn't happen. It enhanced bootlegging. And people could order from Anchorage. My concern is there is a petition for us to go back into local option. It's still out there someplace. And my opinion is it won't fly, because we the people voted to go out of local option years ago. We are a wet community, and it seems to me the city of Bethel has made it very difficult for businesses to operate in this town. Presently, we pay, if we go to the liquor store, we pay 15% tax. How has that money been spent? I don't know for certain. I sure would like to know. My time is probably up, and each of us will have an opportunity to speak up at a later time on this issue, where we're pro, con of shutting down the liquor store. And one last comment. When the liquor store opened, there were 50 liquor stores in Bethel, at least at that time. Many of them shut down. 5 of those liquor stores was on my short street. Some of them have shut down since the legal liquor store opened. Thank you very much for hearing me out. We will have another opportunity before the board again. Thank you.
Brianna, Dave.
Thank you, yes. Dave.
Yes.
And thank you to everyone who made the effort to call in and be a part of that meeting that had happened in Nome and sitting on the line. I know a lot of people, overwhelming amounts of mm-hmm. people that wanted to call and voice their opinion, and some didn't get a chance to, even though there was quite a lineup. But that was an important show, and it made a difference, a show of interest, local interest, and it made a difference to the ABC board. They decided that they could not go through with approving those licenses, extending those licenses, renewing the licenses.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That was so it was effective. So we only have, we just have a few minutes left of the show. If you're someone trying to call in, there are some events at the YK Fitness Center this weekend. I think tomorrow is half price day, so you might want to take advantage of that, or stop by and sign up for the summer camp. And there's some positions available too. And we have a final caller, and that's Buck. Good morning, Buck. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. It's the time of year again when alcohol talk comes up again, and everybody's pretty much divided. But you know, they're all the villages are blaming the liquor store, and not one single young girl has ever gone in the liquor store and bought a bottle. Somebody else bought that bottle. Not one single kid from the village went into the liquor store and got booze. Somebody from that village went into the liquor store, bought it, and brought it down to the village.
Mm.
These guys, you know, they got city councils, they got IRA councils, they got state courts, they got tribal courts, and nothing has been done. Not one single person in the village has been arrested for importation. Not one single one has been arrested for possession. Not one single one has been arrested for contributing to minors. All of these are all laws. If they started policing their own villages and taking care of their own laws instead of blaming a legal alcohol operation that's run and voted in by the people and okayed by the state, if they started enforcing their own laws like they do in other big cities, then some of this stuff would go away. But just to keep blaming the village, just to have the village just keep blaming the liquor store, that's not a good argument. It's not a valid argument. When they start arresting people for giving booze to minors, and when they start arresting people for getting young girls drunk, when it's a crime in their own village to do that, no matter where the booze came from, when they start doing that, then some of their problems will go away. But it's much easier for them to just blame the liquor store. And it won't make the problem go away because those guys still bring booze into the village. That's all I got to say.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's another perspective that's important. Thank you,
yes,
Buck, for calling in.
Brianna.
That is our show mm-hmm. for today, April 6th. I hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. Know that the weather is going to change the river, probably, you know, from morning to afternoon, so be careful. Have a great weekend.
We thank you to all the callers that called in today, and you have a wonderful weekend, and just have a cheerful attitude out there. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.
Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.